From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. News reports from Turkey say that there is a possible coup attempt underway. An army group says that it has taken control of the country, but the Ankara government says it is only an illegal act by a group within the Turkish military. The Associated Press quotes Prime Minister Binali Yildirim as saying there was an illegal act by a group within the military that was acting out of the chain of military command. Our people should know that we will not allow any activity that would harm democracy. Reports say that Turkish military jets were flying low over the capital and that soldiers closed down two bridges over the Bosphorus Strait in Istanbul. A statement from the military group was read on NTV television that said, "The power of the country has been seized in its entirety." However, who exactly is in charge remains unclear. French officials started 3 days of mourning on Friday after 84 people were killed and 52 critically wounded when a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in Nice late Thursday. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. French prosecutor François Molin says that the investigation will determine if Boulel had any ties with Islamic terrorist groups. He said, "I will remind you that if yesterday's attack has not been claimed, this type of action corresponds exactly to the repeated appeals to kill coming from terrorist organizations as they prescribe regularly in magazines and videos." Meanwhile, French President François Hollande was defiant when he addressed the nation Friday morning, saying nothing will make us give way in the fight.